Live from Toronto, this is Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman, brought to you in part by Microsoft on News Talk 1010 CFRB.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Tech Talk, the only radio show on the dial where geek meets chic. Tech Talk is all about the latest in gadgets, games, and gear, but it's all in a language you can understand. Sure, the show is designed to celebrate great technology, be it HD TVs, computers, cell phones, cameras, video games, and portable music players, but it's also about helping to make some sense of it all, too. Tech Talk is sponsored by Microsoft LifeCams. Share their new line of high-quality web cameras to chat with friends and family around the world using voice or video. Share life as it happens. It's easy with the Microsoft LifeCam. Hey, you know, I guarantee the one gadget we're going to be talking about today everyone owns, and I'm referring to a TV. It remains one of, if not the most popular piece of consumer technology, more so than portable music players, smartphones, laptops, digital cameras, and so on. And, you know, while it might be the most popular tech toy, there are still many questions about what to look for when it's time for an upgrade. And specifically, I'm referring to HD TV or high definition television. And so in a few minutes, we'll be joined by Sharp Electronics to talk about what to look for when you're shopping for a new HDTV, whether it's your first one or next one. We'll answer questions about LCD or plasma, which one is for you. How do you figure out what size to buy, what type of room you're putting the TV in, how to best set it all up, and more. In a few minutes, we'll be talking with Andrew Thompson from Sharp Electronics to answer all of your questions about HDTV. And I know you've got a lot of them, if my email is any indication. Oh, and speaking of email, last week on the show, we talked about cool websites. And I said to the listeners on the air, hey, if you want a list of them all because you're driving and can't write them down, shoot me an email and I'll email you back a list of all of the websites that we talked about on the air last week. You know how many I got, Dwayne? More than 250 emails. We should have just put it on the website. I mean, what were we thinking? I wrote back to everybody. So if you did not get those cool websites that we discussed last week on Tech Talk, it's because your email bounced back. And it happened a few times. In fact, one listener, Cynthia, if you're listening, wrote me a couple of times saying, didn't you get my email? I want that list. So when I wrote her back with all the websites we discussed, it bounced back multiple times. So hey, if you still want that list of cool websites, let me know before I head out of town and I'll shoot you an email. But wow, I didn't expect that much. 250 emails. Great stuff. Okay, I'll tell you about today's great giveaways in a moment, but I first want to open the lines. If you have any questions about, not TVs yet, about the Apple iPhone, the much-hyped brand new cell phone that does just about everything. And I've had one for 2 weeks now and I've written a bunch of reviews on it. So if you have any questions about its pros and cons, give me a holler. I'll give you a mini review on the air as well in a moment. So the numbers to reach us on News Talk 1010 are 416-872-1010, toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB, or Star Talk, that's Star 8255, a free call on your cell phone. All right, let's hear from you if you have any questions about the iPhone. And in about 10 minutes, we'll shift gears and talk about TVs for the rest of the show. But let's talk about the iPhone first. If you haven't seen the lineups for this product on TV when it went on sale on Friday, here's the scoop. The iPhone is, if you're not familiar with what it is, it's a smartphone, and deservingly so, that name. It's a pocket-sized device that does a bunch of things. It's a cell phone, an email and web surfing device. It's an iPod for mobile music and photos and videos. It's a camera, GPS navigation unit, and personal organizer all rolled into a small package. And all the content is viewed on a 3.5-inch touchscreen that lets your finger navigate through all the menus. Very graceful operating system and interface. The new iPhone 3G gets its name because not only does it have built-in Wi-Fi, so you can wirelessly surf the internet when you're in a wireless hotspot like a cafe or an airport lounge, but 3G means that you can also get broadband-like cell phone speeds virtually anywhere using your cell phone connection through Rogers, so you don't need to find and hunt for a wireless hotspot. So that's what the iPhone 3G is. And I would love to share with you what I think are the pros and cons. And again, if you have any questions about the iPhone, let's talk. 416-872-1010, toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB or Star 8255 on your cell phone. Oh, you know what? While we're waiting for the lines to light up, I forgot to tell you about prizes. The last caller before 12:30 is going to win a prize pack of two games playable on a Windows PC. It's Bejeweled 2 Deluxe and Zuma Deluxe. These are two family-friendly games that are easy to pick up, but impossible to put down. They're a lot of fun and great for players of all ages. The last caller of the show will also win those two games and a Microsoft Life Cam. This is a computer web camera that you connect to your laptop or desktop computer and lets you chat for free, even using video, with friends and family around the world. The model that we're giving away is the VX6000 that has high-definition video recording and 5-megapixel photos for still photos, and has a built-in microphone for crystal-clear audio. So that's going to go to the last caller before 1 p.m. with those two games, but the last caller before 12:30 is going to win a copy of Bejeweled 2 Deluxe and Zuma Deluxe, some excellent puzzle games for your computer. All right, the Apple iPhone. I want to give you a quick review, and then we're going to go to the lines. All right, here's my take on it. It is awesome. It's a great little smartphone that does virtually everything. It's like a digital Swiss Army knife. What I love about it primarily is the interface. It's got that beautiful touchscreen display. You use your fingertip. So if you want to expand a photo, for example, you just pinch and open your fingers. It's amazing. You can turn the device around, and because of a built-in sensor called an accelerometer, it'll automatically switch the view to how you want it, vertical or horizontal. If you want to scroll down your list of contacts, you flick it with your finger, and like a digital Rolodex, it moves down. You can tap a GPS location, and you'll see satellite imagery of where you're going and show you little push pins of where your closest, for example, cafes are, if you're in the mood for a coffee. What I don't love about it is the soft keyboard. There's no hard keyboard like a BlackBerry. So you have to use your thumbs or fingertips on the screen itself, which takes some getting used to. Not everybody is going to like that. Another thing, some curiously missing features is while it has a camera, it doesn't have a video camera. So you can't record video, but you can take photos with it. And while you can take photos, you can email those to somebody, but you can't MMS them. You can't send them as a message to another phone. So if you're out shopping and you want to take a photo of something and send it to your significant other, your wife or your husband's phone or boyfriend's or girlfriend's phone to see what they think of something you're thinking of buying, you can't do that with this product. Also, no voice activated dialing. You can't say call home or call Dwayne, sell. It doesn't work. And no voice recording either. So really some weird things it's missing. But overall, I like it quite a bit. Let's go to Rich on the 400 about the iPhone. Hey, Rich.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Good. Seems like a fun product. The thing I can't get my head around is the data usage. Like, they have all these different plans, and you know, obviously they vary. Have you heard anybody kind of benchmark what an average user uses per month?
That's a good question. So someone from Rogers told me that to even use a gigabyte of downloadable data is quite a lot. Yeah. Because their entry level plan is $60 for 400 megs. So that's likely to go over that. But
yeah,
that promotion, which is $30 a month on top of your voice plan for up to 6 gigs of data a month is ample for most people. It's still not unlimited. So some people are upset that they don't have an unlimited plan in Canada like they do in the US or in the UK. I can understand that. But at least, you know, Rogers bowed to some public pressure and dropped the rate for the summer anyway. So if you sign up for an iPhone for 36 months, you can pay $30 for up to 6 gigs of data. So that's a lot of downloading and surfing and emails per month. Then after that, it starts at $60 a month. So there are some restrictions still, but it's still worth it if you can get one. We've been learning about a shortage out there. Let's talk to Michael in Oakville about email applications. Hey, Mike.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine, thank you for calling today.
Thank you for having me. It's my first time calling. I love your show.
Thank you.
I've been using the Audiovox devices for the last few years, and before that, some phone equipment. And I've been waiting for the iPhone, and I'm going to have to switch plans from Bell Mobility to go to Rogers. But my question is, the Outlook, I've been syncing all my contacts with my Audiovox device. Will I be able to sync my Outlook contacts with the iPhone?
You can. Yep, I've done that. So you can. You can also do that with the iPod Touch as well, which has a lot of the features of the iPhone without the phone and camera component. But yes, you can sync your contacts, and I've got that as well. So when I'm in my wireless, so with my iPod Touch, which I've had for about, 6-9 months, when I'm in my wireless network at home, I can read and respond to email. But you can do that, of course, on the iPhone, even when you're not in a wireless hotspot, hence the 3G, but you're going to have to pay for that. Anyways, great little product. If you have any other questions about the iPhone, shoot me an email, techtalk@cfrb.com. When we return, as promised, The rest of the show will be dedicated to HDTV. What to look for when you're buying your next television. We'll be joined by Andrew Thompson from Sharp Electronics, giving away some products and going to the lines to answer your calls. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk in moments.
This is Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk 1010 CFRB. Brought to you in part by Microsoft. Got a question for Mark? Call 416-872-1010. Toll free 1-800-561-CFRB. Or StarTalk. It's a free call on your cellular.
Welcome back to Tech Talk. For the rest of the show, we're going to be talking about high-definition television. What exactly does that mean? What do you need to get going and how to best set it all up? I want to remind everybody about our prizes. Just a little thank you for calling in today with your questions. The last caller before 1230 is going to win a prize pack consisting of two family-friendly puzzle games. Great for wasting away those rainy afternoons like yesterday. Bejeweled 2 Deluxe and Zuma Deluxe. These are both for Windows PCs and both from our friends at PopCap Games. You can go to popcap.com. We were just talking about the iPhone. PopCap has made available some of their games from the new App Store, as it's called, the ability to download applications right to your iPhone and customize it with different games and utilities and apps. So thanks to PopCap for providing those games. Our last caller before 1 p.m., we're going to go one step further, give away those two games, and throw in a Microsoft Life Cam. This is a camera that you connect to your computer so you can chat using voice or video around the world for free with other webcam users. And that's going to go to the last caller before 1 p.m. So let's hear from you. Your questions about HDTV, 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB or *8255 on your cell phone. That's *TALK. And that's also a free call. Don't forget, there are no dumb questions on this show. Chances are, if you've got something on your mind, someone else does as well. Don't hesitate to call in. All right. We are joined in the studio by Andrew Thompson from Sharp Electronics. Welcome to the show, Andrew.
Thank you very much, Mark.
And thanks for coming down. Yeah, great. And we've had Sharp on in the past before with some of your colleagues like Chris Matto, and always a great guest. And thanks for coming down. I want to first start off, while we're waiting for more, we've actually got a lot of calls on hold already. We'll get to you. But while we're waiting for a few more, let's first talk about what is HDTV. We hear that term all the time today, but not everybody understands exactly what that means.
Yeah, that's probably a great place to start. There's a lot of different numbers that are floating around, I's and P's and 1080 and
right.
All kinds of different combinations. So essentially what HDTV is, there's approximately 18 different formats of HDTV. What most people should be looking at is 720p or 1080i or 1080p. So basically what you can think of for the numbers, let's talk about what VCR was back, you know, a few years ago. VCR essentially was 240 lines of resolution. And now we're talking about DVD, which is 480, HDTV, which is 720, progressively scanned. So that means every single line is scanned in sequence. When you see an I beside a number, that means every second line is scanned.
Interlaced.
Right. Exactly.
Which is how our TVs used to operate.
So correct.
P, which stands for progressive, is better than I if you're buying a television. And now they go up to 1,080 lines of resolution. And we are, to future-proof your television, we're encouraging people, if you can afford it, to buy 1080p, even though television isn't broadcasting at 1080p yet, but Blu-ray movies and games are.
That's exactly right, Mark.
Okay, great. So HDTV, the HD stands for high definition, which means more lines of resolution or more dots or pixels that make up the image. So the higher the number, the clearer. This is really what we're talking about is clarity and color and contrast, the three C's. Contrast refers to how black the images are, how dark they are. And I know that Aquos TVs do great. They do a great job for LCD, bringing more sort of vibrancy and fullness to these movies and TV shows. So we're talking about these new televisions. They're wider. Instead of just boxy shape, they're more rectangular.
Right.
So you get more, you see more of the action.
Fits a cinema screen, so you can think of that.
Right. Yeah. Hence the name home theater. And so we're talking about buying a television that's capable of displaying more lines of resolution, a wider display. But there's a few things you'll need to set it up properly in order to view it. You can't bring it home, plug it in the wall, and expect it to get HD right out of the box. So we'll explain what you need to do with your television provider throughout this show. But let's start off with Uday in Brampton. Thanks for calling. Uday, do you have a question?
Yeah, but he just answered it. So.
Oh yeah, I see our screener type 1080i and 1080p. So, do you understand the difference between the two?
Yeah, I want to ask a different question.
Sure.
If there's more contrast ratio, is the TV going to be better?
Okay, so yeah, so that's a good question. Thanks, Uday.
That is a good question.
So let's talk again about contrast ratio, like 800 to 1, 3,000 to 1, 20,000 to 1. What does that mean?
Essentially, contrast ratio is the difference between the maximum brightness and the maximum darkness. It, ideally, in a perfect world, yes, that would be a great way to evaluate your television. You can think of audio wattage. The higher the wattage number, the more power that the audio system's got.
Right.
However, there's a lot of different ways that manufacturers measure contrast ratio.
Yeah, there's dynamic.
Yeah.
So basically, yeah. Traditionally, plasma TVs had darker blacks than LCD. In some LCD, especially the entry-level sort of no-name brands, the blacks tend to look more grays.
Right.
Because there's still a light behind the pixel instead of turning it off. But there's been a number of new technologies over the years by Sharp, as well as some of your competitors like Sony, that really can make an image look black, even on an LCD TV these days.
Yeah, I would challenge anybody to put the two side by side and really tell the difference between contrast ratios between a plasma or an LCD television. I think the gap is virtually eliminated.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, I'm encouraging you to call and ask questions about HDTV for my guest, Andrew Thompson from Sharp. You can reach us at 416-872-1010, toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB, or Star Talk, that's Star 8255, a free call on your cell phone for calling in today. We're going to give away a prize to the next caller, and then the last caller of the day before 1 p.m. is going to win two games and a Microsoft LifeCam web camera for free, just as a little thank you. Let's go to Ian in Toronto, the winner of Bejeweled 2 Deluxe and Zuma Deluxe. Thanks, Ian.
Hey, that's awesome.
Congratulations.
Guys.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I just wanted to ask you about this new technology that we're seeing with a lot of the LCDs now, the 120 hertz feature for smooth 24p playback. I just wondered what you would really notice in terms of a practical difference between that and the 60 hertz model.
Yeah, great question. So, Andrew, what does 120Hz mean? We see that a lot now in the flyers that we get from Best Buy and Future Shop. Beside TV specs, it'll say new 120 hertz. What does that mean exactly?
That's the number of, let's call it, frames, which you can think of as each image on the TV is actually a static image. So it's like putting twice as many static images in front of your television screen. So if you had a picture, like a Kodak picture or something like that, it would be twice as many. And essentially what that does is smooth off the lines and it really improves the fast motion display capabilities of an LCD.
Right. Again, something plasma had an advantage of over LCD when there's a fast moving action game, video game, or you're watching hockey or a fast movie. You sometimes saw a little bit of jarriness or blurriness, but now with 120 hertz, you're now seeing 120 still images per second, opposed to 60 still images per second.
Correct.
So it makes it look
much
a lot smoother.
Great.
We're going to be right back more with Andrew Thompson from Sharp, and we're going to also get ready for our second prize pack with a web camera. So give us a call if you have questions about buying an HD TV, but it is time for a break. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk.
You're listening to Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk 1010 CFRB. Brought to you in part by Microsoft. To talk to Mark, call 416-872-1010. Toll free 1-800-561-CFRB or Star Talk. It's a free call on your cellular.
Welcome back to Tech Talk. This show is sponsored by Microsoft LifeCams with their new line of high quality web cameras to chat with friends and family around the world using voice or even video. Share life as it happens. It's easy with the Microsoft LifeCam web camera. Speaking of the Microsoft LifeCam web camera, we're giving one away to the last caller before one, just as a little thank you for calling in with your questions about what to look for when you're shopping for an HD TV. We're going to pair that up with a couple of games as well for your PC, Bejeweled 2 and Zuma Deluxe 2, family-friendly puzzle games for Windows. We are joined once again by Andrew Thompson from Sharp Electronics to help me answer your questions on buying an HD TV and setting it all up. Welcome back to the show, Andrew.
Thanks, Mark.
Let's before we go to the lines and to get more callers on the air, let's talk about
we said earlier that if you go and you buy an HD TV from a big box store, bring it home, plug it in the wall, you're not going to see HD TV right away. So what are some of the things you need to do in order to bask in this wonderful, high-quality video?
You know, especially a few years ago, one of the biggest complaints that we were getting is, I've bought this television and I take it home and it looks terrible. But after a little bit of investigation, no one was really using the proper sources on these TVs. They were plugging them in and expecting cable to look as good as up-converted or as high-definition was that they saw in the store.
Right.
So essentially what you need is you need to talk to your content provider, whether that's Bell or Rogers, and you decide to go cable or satellite or whatever, and you need to get into your HD cable boxes or your HD
right.
satellite box.
So usually that means buying or renting a better receiver box than what you have already.
Correct.
You might have HD TV already on a regular TV, but you should double check. Chances are you'll need to upgrade your box.
Correct.
And then you have to pay an extra couple of bucks per month for access to those HD stations.
Correct.
And yes. you can still watch non-high definition TV, like an old episode of MASH. But and you can choose to either stretch it to fit the wider screen or
Correct.
Have those black vertical bars on each side.
That's right.
But you do need, so the first thing you need is to upgrade your box.
Right.
Second thing you need is to pay a little bit more per month for access to those channels. And the third thing, Andrew, I guess would be cables.
Yes.
Okay, so if you have those old red, white, and yellow RCA cables, you're not going to get HD TV pushed through there.
That's right.
So what would you recommend, HDMI, or that very popular cable type?
I think most of the satellite and cable boxes now should be HDMI equipped. I think there are still a few out there that may be DVI, but absolutely, HDMI is the best cable source that you can get.
Mm-hmm. Right and it now. Handles both audio and video in one
it
cable.
It does, yes.
Okay, great. Let's go to Sharon in Richmond Hill. Thanks for holding on, Sharon.
Yes, hi. Two things. One, before you hang up, will you tell us your email address again?
Sure.
The question I have is, I know this is going to sound silly, but I watch a lot of TV in my spare time, and my favorite channel has been staying on the bottom this past couple of months, that starting September, they're changing to HD something or another. I don't know if it's HD TV or I don't know what it is, but they're doing something to the channel, and they said if you don't have it, you won't get the station. What is that going to mean for me? Do I have to get a brand new TV?
Well, okay, so a lot of stations, Sharon, will have their regular analog channel, their regular
right.
We call it SDTV, standard definition television, or they have a secondary channel that will be high definition. So, for example, regular CTV on Bell Expressview might be channel 330, but the HD version of that channel would be 810. That's just an example. So,
right.
So what this warning you're getting means that channel will not be broadcasting an SDTV, I'm assuming, because they're giving you that warning that if you don't have an HDTV, then you will not be able to see that channel because they're only going HD, which, I don't know, it sounds odd to me that they
it
would do that, Andrew.
Right. Yeah.
I would, you know, Sharon, I'm going to give you my email address like you requested. Email me what channel you're referring to, and I'll look into
it's
it for
16.
You.
Yeah, well, I don't know what it is. Yeah, I'll have to figure it out.
Yeah, I don't have Rogers at home. I don't know what that is. But my email address is techtalk@cfrb.com. That's T-E-C-H-T-A-L-K @cfrb.com. But it's a good question. It doesn't sound right that they would do that. And it could be maybe geared to the U.S. because, you know, in February of 2009, they're changing
US
over
drops.
From analog to digital.
Yep.
Let's go to Jack in Mississauga. Hi, Jack.
Hi.
Hi there.
My question. I have a DirectView CRT. I've had HD since 2003. And my picture is spectacular. But moving to Vancouver Island, I can't take it with me. Now, I've gone to the stores, I've looked at plasma, I've looked at LCD, and none of them seem as clear as my CRT. Am I seeing things, or am I right?
Okay, so CRT, Andrew, I just want to clarify for our listeners, that's referring to the old tube televisions.
Correct.
Yep. All right, so...
And it's not rear projection, it's direct view.
Yeah, I understand. So, Andrew, does CRT look better than the flat panel LCD, or... plasma televisions?
I would, you know, I think there's a lot of different factors that come into play here, Jack. One is maybe when you're standing in the store and you're evaluating the televisions you see, you're probably 3 to maybe 4 feet away from
exactly,
the TV.
Yep.
Yeah. And when you're sitting at home, you're probably closer to 8 to 10 feet. So
no, actually, I'm about 4 feet away. Yeah.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah. Okay,
4 or 5 feet away. Yeah.
So you know, those kind of things come into play, as well as when you go into a store, it's the same signal that's split to about 80 or whatever different TVs. So the more times you split that signal, the more it's going to degrade, and each picture looks worse and worse and worse. So.
In other words, I should be able to see a comfortable set if once I had it sort of out of the store into a home environment.
Yeah, I think when you get your new television, hopefully your Aquos LCD set up with a digital cable and HD cable feed, you're going to be blown away by the picture quality and clarity.
There are some purists out there that say, you know, vinyl sounds better than CDs and certainly MP3s, that CRT is better than LCD and plasma. I mean,
that's a great point.
And it really, and I think what it boils down to is what looks good to you. I mean, you're the one who has to watch TV. Who cares if your neighbor says it doesn't look as good?
Yep.
If you think it does, that's the most important. But I know they've made some high definition CRTs, but most of them are not high definition. So just by sheer dots, you should have a better looking picture with a 1080p LCD television.
That's right.
Let's go to Errol on the 401. Hi, Errol. Thanks for calling today.
Hi. Good afternoon, guys.
Hi there.
I've just bought yesterday. I bought a 550 Samsung 550 series, full HD, 1080p.
Great.
Now I'm with Bell. And they're coming to hook up an HD line on Sunday, next Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have to change the cable that's coming in from the dish, or the same cable will work? And have I done the right thing in getting this 1080p, which apparently, or the HD, which apparently is going to come in until, I don't know, next year or sometime?
Yeah, so TVs are not broadcasting yet in 1080p, and I don't think there's a timeline. But 1080i looks pretty darn good. If you want 1080p, you'd be buying, you know, like a blue.
I've bought it already.
Right. No, I'm saying if you want to see 1080p on your TV, then you'd have to get a Blu-ray machine, which is the successor to the DVD player, or see some video games in HD. Television stations that broadcast in 1080i look very good on a 1080p TV. So that should answer that part of the equation. This actual model I haven't seen myself, Errol, to be honest with you. And Andrew, did you want to add anything about the cabling?
Yeah, I think that what Bell is going to have to do is replace your dish and then also replace your cable box. But I don't believe that the connection between the two should change. It's a coax cable, what's got a lot of bandwidth.
Right, but that's between the wall and the receiver. But the cables that go from his new box, satellite receiver, to the TV will be changed, probably.
Yeah.
The only exception is component cables, the red, green, and blue ones, which can deliver high definition to a television. But a lot of people prefer HDMI.
Yeah, I would recommend making sure you've got an HDMI cable to really maximize your television.
Yeah, great questions, guys. Keep them coming. After this short break, we're going to get to more on the lines. And, of course, get ready for our grand prize giveaway just before 1 p.m., including a Microsoft LifeCam web camera. Let's hear from you. Questions about HDTV, 416-872-1010. Toll-free, 1-800-561-CFRB. Or *8255 on your cell phone. That's star talk, and that's a free call as well. Hey, but the time is 1240.
This is Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk 1010 CFRB, brought to you in part by Microsoft. Got a question for Mark? Call 416-872-1010, toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB, or StarTalk. It's a free call on your cellular.
The average Canadian watches 3.7 hours of television a day. We're talking about the most popular consumer electronics product you own, even more so than cell phones and MP3 players, digital cameras, and video game systems. Everybody loves TV, so we are talking about what to look for when you're ready for an upgrade, specifically high definition, whether it's your first or next HD TV. We're joined by Andrew Thompson from Sharp Electronics. Welcome back to the show, Andrew.
Thanks, Mark.
Answering your questions, no matter how geeky they are or how silly you may think they are, they're not. We want to address everybody, those technophiles and technophobes, about what to look for, because it's very confusing. 120 hertz this, and plasma this, and megapixel that, and 1080 this. It's very, very confusing, and we recognize that. So we're trying to clear the air this hour by explaining what to look for when you're shopping for one of these new things and how to best set it up as well. To answer your questions, you have to call us first, 416-872-1010, toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB, or *8255, a free call on your cell phone. The last caller before one will win our prize pack, which includes a LifeCam web camera, so you can chat for free with friends and family around the world. You know who's been waiting for a while? Drew from Brampton. You're on the air, though, now. Hi, Drew. Thanks for holding on.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
So my question is, you know, I have a Sharp Aquos. I absolutely love it. I'm just using it for games right now.
Great.
I'm ready to transition over to HDTV.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend's telling me, hey, you can get tons of, like, channels for free over the air. So I'm wondering, is it better to go over the air or to go with the Rogers bus?
That's a pretty good question. I think right now in Canada, there's not a lot of HD that's being broadcast terrestrially. So I'm not sure you're going to get a lot of channels. Most of the TVs, you know, I think the cable channels are all coming through satellite or through your cable provider. About 90% or maybe even higher, 95% of the TV shows that are on right now are all coming through in HD. So I don't think you're going to get a lot of cable terrestrially there, Drew.
Yeah, there's some, depending on where you live, Drew, there's some from the U.S., like from Buffalo and other sort of nearby states and cities that you can pick up. What you need to do, of course, is look for a TV with, it's called ATSC, a built-in ATSC tuner. But, you know, I have to agree with Andrew, the overwhelming majority of HD content you'll get in the home will be through your cable or satellite provider. But you may get some free over-the-air broadcasts from Toronto, like City TV or CBC, and some from the U.S. as well. But it's a great question, and certainly a neat feature to look for when you're shopping for an HD TV. Barbara on the 400. I hope you're driving safely, and thank you for your call.
Yes, I got a safe distance between cars, and I'm just driving straight, so thank you.
Okay, good.
Yeah, anyways, my question, my husband's very frugal. He never spends money on himself, but he got himself a nice bonus when he got laid off from a job, and he's always said he wants to treat himself to a big screen TV, and he wants a huge one. Does size really matter? Like, is the definition as good when it's a large TV, or...
Yeah, great question.
Yeah, absolutely.
How big are these Sharp Aquos TVs?
We have our biggest TV is 65 inches. So
okay. Ooh, he'd love that.
Yeah, I think that should satisfy almost everybody.
Go bigger, go
right
home.
On.
Yep.
So it's still really good quality?
Yeah, so Barbara has a good question, Andrew.
Yep.
How do you have to, does it matter how far you're sitting back, or does the quality degrade the bigger you get?
Yes, absolutely. Because the pixels on the television or the dots on the screen themselves are a fixed size, so... The bigger we make those televisions, the bigger the dots actually get. So the bigger the dots get, kind of the fuzzier the picture, I guess. I would, don't let me give you the wrong impression that, you know, a 65-inch doesn't look great. It is spectacular. Get yourself
beautiful.
The HD cable box or satellite or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Connect it with HDMI, and you and your husband will be blown away by the quality.
You just need to sit back a little bit more, I guess.
Yeah, I would say,
right on.
yeah, just...
Can I say one more thing?
Sure, Barbara.
I'm just on the way to the Mandarin in Barrie, and we're going to celebrate my dad's 75th birthday.
Oh.
I just want to say happy birthday, Dad.
Awesome. Congratulations, Barbara, and to your
Thank
dad.
You.
Happy birthday.
That's very nice.
Super.
Very nice.
Thanks for your help.
Thanks for sharing that.
Okay, bye-bye.
75th. Wonderful, wonderful.
That's amazing.
So I have a 60-inch TV as well, and I just know that there used to be a formula, Andrew, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I think it's different now,
mm-hmm.
but there used to be a formula that you're supposed to sit back 3 to 3.5 times the diagonal length of the TV. And I mean diagonal, like corner to corner.
Corner to corner.
But with HD, you can sit back 2.5 to 3 times.
Yeah, definitely. That used to be kind of the standard calculation to get in there. Especially, I think it was more important when we had interlaced or the older technologies to really make sure you are sitting far enough away that you wouldn't see the picture quality flaws.
Right.
I would say right now that if you're sitting 2 to 2.5 times, you know, your screen, you're not going to notice any kind of flaws or let's say poor picture or anything. Yeah.
And again, it boils down to what you're watching on it as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some older television shows don't look as great in HD, so you can choose to not stretch it if you want, because that'll make it even look worse, in my opinion, depending on the TV. Some handle it better than others. I choose to have the black bars on each side.
Okay.
Because I'd rather watch it in its 4x3 format and a little
you're
bit more detail. That's it. But it really does depend on the source.
True.
It depends on, like, you know, an Xbox 360 video game system can deliver high definition quality graphics opposed to a Nintendo Wii, which cannot.
Right.
And a high-definition cable box will look better than a standard-definition cable box. So it really does depend.
Yeah, it does.
We have to take one more break before we take a few more calls, Andrew, and then we're going to give away that prize pack to the last caller before one. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk. Hang in there.
You're listening to Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk 1010 CFRB. Brought to you in part by Microsoft. To talk to Mark, call 416-872-1010. Toll free 1-800-561-CFRB. Or StarTalk. It's a free call on your cellular.
Hey, Tech Talk is sponsored by Microsoft LifeCams, their new line of high-quality web cameras to chat with friends and family around the world using voice or video. Share life as it happens. It's easy with the Microsoft LifeCam. Speaking of the LifeCam, we're giving one away in about 3, 4, 5 minutes to a lucky listener, as well as two computer games. As a little thank you for calling in and joining our discussion about what to look for when you're shopping for a high-definition television, we're joined again by Andrew Thompson from Sharp. Welcome to the show. Andrew, welcome back, I should say. And let's go to Peter in Richmond Hill without further ado. Hi, Peter.
Yeah, hello, Mark. I'm kind of curious as to how come you folks aren't talking about DLP technology for high-definition.
All right, so you're right, and we haven't really talked much about plasma either. There's competing technologies out there. DLP is a form of rear projection. What, Andrew, any thoughts? I know Sharp only makes LCD televisions, correct, the flat, yep, panel ones, because yep, there's also a rear projection LCD to further complicate things. But any thoughts or comments on DLP, digital light processing based rear projection TVs?
You know, I think each technology, whether it's LCD plasma or DLP, has got a lot of strengths and weaknesses. You know, DLP has got its own, I would say, challenges. You know, you may want to be careful with light bulbs.
Yeah, you have to replace them after a while.
They don't have light bulbs anymore. They have LEDs now.
Yeah, some, the newer ones have LEDs, right. The older ones, you had to replace a lamp in the back.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I think one of the advantages of DLP is that you can get a big screen TV, 60, 70 inches, yep, for less money than a comparable flat screen TV.
That's definitely an advantage.
Yeah. So if cost is an issue, then but you want something big, then I think rear projection is fine. You know, it's a good way to go. But some say the quality isn't as good or the longevity, mm-hmm, isn't as good as LCD and plasma.
And also the impact of the svelte look of an LCD or a, right, flat panel television or something you can hang on the wall.
Right.
Thinness, cool factor.
Right. But if you've got a big room and you don't mind a bit of real estate being taken up by, yeah, the TV, it's a good alternative. Let's go to Dick on, I don't know where you're from, Dick, but I'm glad you called.
Yeah.
I'm looking for the city. It's
Coburg.
All good. Oh, Coburg.
Yeah.
Love
it. Hi. Love, hi, Mark, Andrew.
Hello, Dick.
I love Coburg.
Oh, good.
And Port Hope, your neighbors.
Yes. A quick question on audio. I just bought a flat screen Sharp Aquos, actually. And
great. Congrats. Thank
beautiful
you.
Beautiful picture, but... But the sound, do we have to expect to lose sound, not quality, but quantity, when you deal with a flat-screen TV? The people that sold it to me, all they suggested is put on, you know, exterior speakers on, which in a kitchen, I bought it for the kitchen, and it really wouldn't look good. But there's really no sound. Is that, maybe, do I have to expect that, or... Or is it possibly there's something wrong with this particular set?
I guess...
like, I can't hear it over the, you know, when I put the fan on the TV, you know, or we even washing, yeah, dishes. You can't hear it, even full. It only goes to 60, it says on the...
Yeah, that doesn't... This is Mark here, Dick. That doesn't sound right to me.
No.
You should definitely be hearing it louder than a fan or, you know, a microwave, yeah, or something. It should be pretty darn loud, but... Yeah, not as loud as buying a surround sound solution, which you certainly don't want in a kitchen.
No.
But I'm curious about that. Yeah.
Yeah, I would have to say in my experience, our sound is great. They're fairly loud. So, you may want to check a couple of things. I'm not sure which model you got, but whether the external output is on or off or something, mm-hmm, like that.
Also, if he's got it connected to a receiver box,
right,
then make sure the audio is plugged in properly and it's turned up on the receiver box as well, because you might have it turned down as output. So even though you're turning it up on the TV, you're not getting enough. So email me if you have any questions about that, techtalk@cfrb.com. The last caller of the day and the winner of the Microsoft LifeCam VX6000 and two games is Shelly Ann from Toronto.
Wow.
Congratulations, Shelly Ann.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Do you have a question?
Yes. I like the 19-inch TVs because I'm a female and they're easier to lift. So I want to know what make and model should I be looking for?
You know, I always heard that women thought size matters, but I'm going to leave that one alone. 19 inches, sharp. I'm making my guest blush. Andrew, 19 inches for LCD. That's one thing that plasma can't deliver, because LCDs range from 13 inches all the way up. So yeah. Would you recommend, do you have the Aquos is that small?
Yeah, we do, actually. Our 19SB24 or 19SB25 are the most current models.
Mm-hmm.
They're great televisions.
Just a couple hundred bucks.
$300-$400 yep. for one of those guys.
Shelly-Ann, congratulations. I put you on hold to tell you how to pick up your prizes. Andrew Thompson from Sharp, thank you very much for joining us.
Great to be here, Mark.
All right, awesome. And if anybody has questions about Sharp Aquos products, you can also send them to me, and I'll flip them over to Andrew's peeps. Thank you very much, Dwayne and Dan, doing some great job behind the glass. And thank you to all the callers today. Great questions about HDTV. Next week, I'll be back from the E3 Expo in L.A., the Electronic Entertainment Expo, to talk about the best in the video games that you can expect over the next 12 to 18 months. Dwayne's smiling ear to ear, and I'll be joined by Steve Tilley from the Toronto Sun. That's next Sunday on News Talk 1010 CFRB. Stay tuned for the Buddha Lounge coming up next on 1010 CFRB. Cheers.